This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A judge will likely decide this week whether the alleged King Soopers shooter can stand trial. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The 24-year-old has been hospitalized with schizophrenia at the state's mental health hospital since December 2021. Prosecutors say he has shown great improvement since being forcibly medicated with antipsychotic medication and can assist in his own defense. But the accused shooter's defense attorneys say he is still not well enough to stand trial. One forensic psychologist who has treated the accused shooter testified he told her he bought guns to carry out a mass shooting and that he, quote, wanted to commit suicide by cop. One of the 10 people killed at the grocery store was a Boulder police officer. The judge could rule on his mental health as soon as this week. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Aurora Police Sergeant Kevin Smith was on the stand in the trial of two officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain. He oversees training at the department. He told the court that there are specific protocols when performing a carotid hold, including not doing it repeatedly.
Once they come back to consciousness, we want to kind of start a little timer and say, hey, if they're not coherent, if they're not answering questions, if they're not appearing normal in that 30 seconds, then it's a medical emergency.
McClain never regained consciousness after he was put into a carotid hold twice by officers. He was also not given medical attention. This is CPR News.